Excuse me. What in the world are you thinking?
Mean Gene, the first thing you need to do is to tell these people to shut up if you want to hear what I gotta say.
What up, y'all? It's KMB, the Sexy Ninja, and the place to be for a Paper Saber universe, and this is the New World Podcast, brother. And we're talking about NXT, April 9th, 2024. Vic Joseph, Booker T on commentary. Stand and deliver aftermath. A lot went on in this show. The show was that the new era of NXT has begun. And I swear, I love the new intro so much. You know, then, now, forever. It just feels more cinematic and everything like that with WWE right now. And they're on fire, and we started off with our champion, our women's champion, Roxanne Perez. Yeah, I love this new attitude. I love how she gets with the crowd, and they're like, she's like, shut up. You know, and they're like, you deserve it. She's like, shut up. I know I do. But here comes Lyra. Lyra's like, I want my rematch. And Roxanne's like, you ain't getting no rematch. And here comes Tatum Paxley. I'm like, oh, here comes Tatum. Okay. But man, when Tatum took out Lyra, I was like, oh, now it's getting spicy. I like this. Because this whole thing has just been like scratch the head, like, oh, okay, I guess we're going to do this. But now that Tatum has attacked Lyra, because she says she's ready to take on Roxanne Perez, the betrayal of this story, of these two, we can build upon so they can face each other. And in a few weeks, we get spring breaking. So I feel like we're building a lot to that, and we're going to shift a lot of gears. And here comes Natalya. And she challenges Roxanne Perez for that championship. Roxanne's like, no way, you ain't gonna get this. But when Natalya came out, Roxanne Perez's face, her reaction to Natalya was my exact emotion of that moment as well. I was like, okay, sure. But then Ava comes out and she approves. She approves the match. And so we got a women's NXT championship match tonight. Next up, we have Kelly with Axiom and Nathan. Thanks to Anonymous, we got the rematch of rematches for the NXT Tag Team Championships with the Wolf Dogs. And Axiom and Nathan said, look, if we do not beat Braun and Baron this time around, we shouldn't even be a tag team. And we're going to go into this with everything. And Nathan just tells Axiom, like, hey, if this is it, then this is it, man. So a lot of emotion riding high. Chase U backstage. You know, they're celebrating a little bit because they're bringing in Fallon and Jordan as, kind of members of Chase U, honorable members of Chase U. But here comes JC to ruin the party because she tells the truth of why Chase U went under. So we remember that package that was received by the family. So Mr. Chase put a bet on the match that Thea Hale had when she was going to fight for the NXT championship, and Mr. Chase threw in the towel. He put a lot of money on that match, apparently, and he put a lot of money on Thea, and that's why Chase U went under. JC was telling her, like, yeah, you're the reason why. You're the loser that Chase keeps on betting on. But Mr. Chase tells Thea, like, I will always bet on you. A lot of emotion. I was like, JC, you bitch, causing all this drama. And Jasmine just standing there. So I can't wait to see where we go with that. Kiana James and Izzy Dame versus Fallon and Kalani. Fun tag team match. Kiana James and Izzy for the win. So I'd like to see what are we building Kiana and Izzy to? Like, what are we going to do with them? Especially Fallon and Jordan. Like, I'm interested to see what's next for these two. The next match we have is Scripps versus Javon Evans, NXT debut, because he's been on NXT Level Up. I like Scripps' little promo in the back. He's like, he's bouncy, but he's about to get bounced. I was like, damn. Then we have the family and No Quarter Catch Crew before this match. They kind of get into it, sets up a match for later on tonight. And now we have Javon Evans getting a big win over Scripps. So there's his finish is really cool. I really like Javon Evans' finish, but if it's not timed right, like, he landed pretty much on Scripps's head, and I was like, ooh, you gotta tell the person to scoot out a little bit more, you know what I mean? Because, like, if you, it's a cool finish, but damn, I'm like, I feel like some devastation could happen with that finish and hurt somebody really bad. So hopefully he gets to clean that up a little, and hopefully Scripps is okay, because, like I said, landed right on his head. Then Javon Evans just took off because OTM was there. Kelly's with Ridge Holland. He attacked Joe Gacy before his match with Sean Spears at Stand and Deliver. And Ridge is like, I don't know what was going on. I blacked out. Oh. And Joe's like, it's okay. He comes out of nowhere. He's like, I get it. You are a superstar. Now you're a commentator on a panel, you know. I was like, well, yeah, Joe. Then LWO's backstage as Ridge is like, I don't want to hear this. And they're like, hey, what happened to the Ridge Holland? We knew the real Ridge Holland. And Ridge Holland accidentally closes the door and smashes a finger, and that sets up a match for next week. Next up is the NXT Women's Championship, Roxanne Perez versus Natalya. Roxanne, come on. I don't see her losing that championship anytime soon. And right here on my notes, I'm just scratch that right there. But Lola Vice comes out, does a baby kick to Natalya. And this obviously is the reason why she lost to Roxanne Perez. I was like, what was that? Oh, she just a little tap Lola gave to Natalya. But Natalya sold it, and Roxanne retained. Baron and Braun are backstage. They're hyping each other up. They're like, hey, we got to do this. We got to go all out on this thing, man. And I like that Baron's like, hey, come on, admit it. And Braun's like, you admit it. He goes, I love you, man. He's like, I love you too. So then next up, we have Lola is backstage. She cuts a promo. Then Natalya comes and attacks. And then it just sets up a big fight. So these two have a big match next week. Then we have the family versus No Quarter Catch Crew. Dawn. The Dawn is on vacation. So, but the family got the win. And this was a fun tag match here. Then we have up next is Ava. Her announcement of the Women's North American Championship. That's going to be huge. Oba Femi promo comes out, talks about, you know, Dijak and Briggs, and says, hey, I defeated them. No one can climb this mountain. And here comes Ivar in street clothes. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? He looks weird. Where's the kilt? Where's the look? You know, just with him in the leather jacket with the jeans, I was kind of thrown off by his look. But it's okay. Ivar says, I'm here. You know, because we saw some big meaty men at Stand and Deliver go toe-to-toe for that North American Championship. And Ivar says, I'm next. Oba Femi says, yeah, right. But then it ends up in a little bit of fisticuffs. And Ivar stands tall over Oba Femi. We got Metaphor backstage. And they're really growing on me. Like, Metaphor was one of those things that was kind of on and off. But their backstage comedic timing is perfect. And Dijak walks in the room. He's like, hey, whose idea was it to impersonate me on your little package you did at Stand and Deliver? And Noam Dar's like, oh, that was me. And Dijak's like, you get a warning. That's it. You get one. I don't give two. So, but that sets up a match next week. Jada Parker with OTM versus Brian Lee Reese. And Jada gets the win, and we move on. Ariana Grace is backstage with Sol Ruka, and they're talking about the NXT North American Women's Championship. They both want it. And Ariana Grace is slowly growing on me. She's got that personality that I'm just like, okay, I want to see what we do more with you. Sol Ruka is I'm not really familiar with her, so she's more of the laid-back beach, you know, type person. But Lola Vice comes in, and she's, like, pissed off at Natalya, so... And Sol's like, hey, man, calm down, you know. And Lola's like, yo, don't tell me to calm down. And so this sets up a match between these two next week. And now the NXT Championship, Tag Team Championship, I mean, sorry, is on the line. The Wolf Dogs versus Nathan Frazer and Axiom. And guess what? Guess what? We got new champs. So I picked that the Wolf Dogs were going to lose those championships at Stand and Deliver. But they retained them. And I was like, oh, okay. So how are we going to move these two up to the main roster? And this is the way we do it. I'm like, okay. I don't mind it being on TV. I think Nathan Frazier and Axiom deserve this. They deserve this a lot. And we got the new champs, and the Wolf Dogs are going to see themselves out. I like the finish, too, where Braun almost speared Baron, and he's like, "You okay? You okay?" He's like, yeah, I'm okay, I'm okay. And this is the way we set up the finish, and this is the way we got our new champs. But it doesn't last long for them celebrating because the final testament arrives and attacks. And I'm like, you know what? I'm okay with the final testament being here because let's really build these guys to be an actual threat. You know, they got their asses kicked by the Street Profits and Bobby. So let's rebuild the final testament here and let's set up this Nathan Frazier Axiom versus the AOP at some certain point. And maybe we'll get that at spring breaking in a couple of weeks. Trick Williams closes the show and he says, "Hey, I beat my brother. I beat Carmelo. I want Ilya Dragunov. So come out here." Ilya comes out and he's like, "Hey, you know, I'll give you your props. You main event to Stand and Deliver, the biggest Stand and Deliver main event, blah, 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 blah." And Trick's like, I want my rematch for that championship. And Ilya says, "No, you ain't getting this rematch. You already lost to me." So, you know, there's other superstars back there. And this got my brain going in theory mode because I looked at the dates of spring breaking. It's April 23rd and the 30th, and April 26th and the 29th is the draft. So we already had Ilya Dragunov show up on the main roster on Monday Night Raw against Shinsuke Nakamura, and they talked about he's eligible for the draft. So I think Ilya's dropping that title to Trick Williams at spring breaking. I said it here, yes. And Ilya Dragunov lays it down, and this is where I really got my theory as a solid, concrete theory, is because Ilya tells Trick, "If you do not beat me at spring breaking, you will have to leave NXT." And Trick Williams looks at him and goes, "Hey, man, if I can't beat you, I don't belong here, if that's the case." So they shake on it, and we got Trick Williams versus Ilya Dragunov for the NXT Championship at spring breaking. I'm guessing it's going to be on the 30th, the day after the Monday Night Raw draft, where I feel Ilya will get drafted. And this is why Ilya will drop the title, and we have Trick Williams as our champion. But nah. We got one more piece of business to take care of, and that is Carmelo Hayes. He attacks, hits Trick into Ilya. Ilya goes down. He starts beating up Trick, and he's like, "Yo, we ain't finished here. We are not finished, because next week it's going to be me and you. I'm going to beat your ass in a steel cage match." I was like, oh, the final blow off between these two. I'm all for it. Bring on the steel cage, baby. I can't wait to see Trick Williams versus Carmelo Hayes, and then now him face Ilya Dragunov. And when Melo attacked, Vic Joseph says, "This mother beep." Doesn't say the other word, but that was the intention, and it made me laugh. All right, WWE Speed. Oh, sorry. Ratings, right? I give this show a solid 5 out of 5. I had a lot of fun with it. A lot of stuff we're setting up here. I wonder who's going to be next for Roxanne Perez as a challenger. Could be Lola. I'm thinking Tatum, but Tatum has showed her true colors, and now she's a heel. So we got a lot to build on here. A lot to build on. Match of the night was the NXT Tag Team Championships. The Wolf Dogs versus Nathan Frazier and Axiom. We got new champs. Great moment, final testament. Let's rebuild here, okay? And we got Ivar, who's going to be facing Oba. We got some new, fresh storytelling there. So let's go. And like I said, spring break in April 23rd and 30th, 2 weeks, and the draft, the 26th and 29th. So a lot is ahead. And now to WWE Speed. So I thought these were weekly, like once a match weekly, because I did not know the Cedric Alexander versus Bronson Reed match happened, because I'm watching the JD McDonagh versus Axiom, which they announced the last week, and I was like, oh, okay, cool, so we're just going to do these one by one, that's cool. And then on commentaries, Corey Graves, and he's like, yeah, and if JD McDonagh or Axiom, they move on, and whoever, you know, because Bronson Reed moved ahead. I was like, whoa, what? I was like, hold on. Oh, I was like, wait, this match was announced next after that first one with Ricochet and everything like that. When did that happen? So I found the match. I watched it. Cedric Alexander versus Bronson Reed. Bronson Reed got the tsunami on Cedric, so he got the win. And JD McDonagh versus Axiom. JD got the win, so he moves on in the tournament. But I was like, whoa, I got so confused, because I usually pay attention to their to the X Twitter, whatever you want to call it, a lot, just because of all the news that kind of flows through WWE. But yeah, so these Speed matches, are they worth it? I think they're fun. I think the time limit is cool. I think you get a lot of action packed in, you know, in this little bit of time. A little bit of storytelling can be told in this little bit of time. So I'm interested to see where they go in this tournament. And I think that Ricochet is going to get this championship, the speed championship. So we'll see how that goes. But yeah, go check it out. WWE Speed. 3 matches out now. One that just went right over my head that I didn't see. But now I watched it. So we're all good and dandy. And that's it. That's all. Like and subscribe. Share with your grandma. Share with your grandpa. Share with the bum down at Walmart. Go to ProWrestlingTees.com/New World Podcast. Get yourself that sweet NWP logo created by Penta X. And drop those comments below. Hit that like. Hit that subscribe. We're slowly moving those numbers up. And it's thanks to all of you. It's thanks to all of you for rocking with me here at A Paper Saber Universe with the New World Podcast. And remember that the New World Podcast is for life, brother.
But as I look at you now, I know that I'm the man who can chop you down.